Well, welcome, welcome to the show. This is the DL Link Show on 101.9 Chai FM, where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. I'm Nikki Seberini, delighted to be with you. And if this is the first time that you've tuned in, welcome. Great to have you. You know, we always bring you the latest information, and we certainly try and bring you the latest in terms of treatment. We know that with cancer, treatment is being updated and improved upon all the time. We know that when we now speak to oncologists and doctors, we talk about very specific kind of treatment, not the old-fashioned one size fits all. And today we're going to be looking at also new treatment that's happening, radiotherapy at Netcare Mill Park Hospital. So that's going to be very, very interesting. And we have a cancer warrior who's experienced that firsthand. So Ilse Daniel, who's a cancer warrior, is on the show with us today. Ilse, welcome. Thank you so very much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Wow, what an extraordinary journey it has been. And because really throughout it all, you're a mom, you've worked, you didn't just give everything up. You know, you had to continue, but certainly the treatment and your treatment journey supported the way. So we'll explain that all to our listeners, but let's start off, Ilse. Tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, what it is that you do and why you saw yourself as high risk when it came to breast cancer because of your family history.
Yeah, so I mean, I work in the IT industry. I'm a program director. We implement telco systems around the world. So quite busy from a work front, lots of pressure and stress and different balls to juggle. And then I'm also a very proud mom of a 20-year-old son and a 19-year-old daughter. And yeah, it all started when my mom was diagnosed with cancer when I was in my matric year, 18 years old. So she was diagnosed with breast cancer. And I actually walked a long journey with her throughout her, you know, cancer struggle and everything that came with it. So I, as soon as I could, I registered myself as a high-risk patient at my medical aid, which means that you can go for yearly mammograms and screening instead of every second year. And I mean, I would recommend that for anybody that has breast cancer in their family, because that allowed me to be picked up very, very early when I got my diagnosis at the end of November last year. And I was lucky that, you know, I had so much support from my kids, my family, my friends, and all the medical professions that worked this journey with me. So very grateful.
Oh, wow, Ilse. So let's just rewind a little bit, because I think you've said some very important things. First of all, you talk about your mother's cancer journey, how you were with her every step of the way. And obviously, what, besides many other things, what you walked away with was that you could very well be a high-risk patient. And so you registered yourself. And you've said you recommend that if people, you know, listening have had breast cancer in the family, that could be an option. Is it when you just, I mean, I know that you don't represent the medical aids, but registering as a high-risk patient, is it any cancer in the family or is it specifically breast cancer that you know of?
I think you can do any cancer, but I was specifically highlighted for breast cancer just due to my mother. And then, like I say, they allow you to go more frequently for your checkups. Instead of just every second year, you can go for your mammograms, breast sonars, your pap smears and all of that to make sure that everything is still the way that it should be. Just to allow early detection, because I mean, the earlier the better, because then your survival and treatment options are just so much better.
And so That's really what you did. You took all the necessary precautions moving forward. I presume you went for all of the testing and the screening that you were able to, being the high risk a patient. And you
Yes.
went along for your annual mammogram. You hadn't felt a lump in your breast, am I correct? You popped
No,
up
I was,
on the scan.
yeah, I mean, I was unaware of anything. I just went for my normal checkup and yeah, unfortunately, they then phoned me and said that they did pick up a lump in my right breast and they would like to investigate that further. So that was quite a shock. I think that will be a shock to anybody because you immediately think, oh, well, now it's my turn with your history. And then you have to wait for all the tests, wait for all the different biopsies and MRIs and all of that to come back before they can give you an answer. So I think the waiting is even worse than, being diagnosed with cancer.
And if you think about it, just, I mean, the fact that you registered yourself and you with your mother's history, that it was kind of sitting there at the back of your mind all of this time, you being very good with your scans and all of that, but it's kind of sitting there, and then for the doctor to find a lump and for you to wake, must have felt like your world was sort of falling apart. How did you cope with that with your kids? And what was that like?
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of like a deja vu feeling, because I walked the path with my mom for almost 17 years. So it was very long. And then immediately all those feelings and memories gets activated. And then you think, oh, well, now it's my turn. And I just need to do the best in my power. And with the grace of God, stay strong because I want to be around for many, many years for my kids still. And I think that's what keeps you going, that will to survive and to be there for the people that depend on you.
I mean, I can just, or everything going on and your determination to move forward. And I think that it's really important to highlight here that it was such a good prognosis because they had caught it so early. Hence, this early detection. We often talk about early detection, and this is a perfect example of that. Can you tell us what the doctor said when it came to your diagnosis and the prognosis?
So I mean, I immediately, the week after I went for my yearly checkup, I went for a breast biopsy, so that they could determine what this lump was. But it took another breast biopsy, a full MRI scan before they then confirmed. So it was about, I went on the 7th of November, and on the 30th of November, I got my prognosis. For me, on the positive side, because it was picked up so early, it was only stage one breast cancer. It didn't spread into my lymphs node. So, I mean, that is a big plus point. So it was very contained. It was a very small lump, and yeah, I was very fortunate that it could have been, removed surgically. And due to it only be stage one cancer, I didn't have to go for chemo. I only got the radiation therapy.
And of course, when it comes to radiation therapy, you happen to, I don't know how you came across Netcare Milpark and this brand new variant True Beam radiotherapy system, which, and we'll have a word in a moment with Dr. Mia Hugo, who's a radiation oncologist there. But how did you hear about this new treatment? Because I know that you don't live close there and you were looking at going to an oncologist closer by, but this was quite a an imp not improvement, but I mean, it certainly made a difference to your recovery and your ability to go through treatment and work at the same time.
Yes, I mean, definitely. I stay on the East Rand side, and initially I thought, oh well, I'll somehow go, to get my radiation therapy close by. And then when I heard about this very fancy, snashy machine and all the benefits and, all the wonderful things that was said about it, I decided that I would make the drive into Mill Park every day. And I mean, I did that for 16 working days in a row. Traveling there, having my radiation, coming back, and I must say the staff there are just amazing. The way that they support you, their friendliness, and all of that just made it so much easier.
Sure.
So yeah, that wasn't even an option.
So for 16 days, you went, you zipped in, you had
Yes.
your radiotherapy, and I was quite impressed to see I mean, I think it was 15 minutes
Yeah, it's
to
so
set it up.
short. Yes,
Yeah.
yeah. So I mean, what they do is they, and I mean, Dr. Hugo can give the more technical explanation, but in my language, they do a CT scan, and then they do a mapping, and the machine is so extraordinary that it then maps the treatment to your CT scan to expose as little of yourself to the machine while you get your radiation, just to lessen all the damage to the rest of your body. And it's really astonishing.
Wow. Were you exhausted having to rush to work after that? How did you manage to juggle work and treatment at the same time?
Yeah, what I did is I booked my sessions for the afternoons. So I did all my work in the mornings, and then I would drive through to Mill Park, and then come back, and then I actually managed a couple of more hours of work afterwards. So I was a little bit tired. I had some headaches, but yeah, I mean, nothing to complain about. If you think about the wonders that gets done and the results that you get out of it, you're just grateful.
For sure. Side
Yeah.
effects? Did you experience the dry skin? Any?
Yes. So my skin was, I would say, fine during the first half of the radiation. And thereafter, it does become dry, it becomes itchy, and it looks like you've had some tanning hours. But there's lots of cream that you can apply that Dr. Hugo also told me that I could use. And I continued with it about 2, 3 weeks afterwards, just to make sure that your skin stays, nice and nourished. But yeah, nothing that is too much to bear.
Yeah. Well, I think it's important to introduce Dr. Mia Hugo at this stage, radiation oncologist at Mill Park, Netcare Mill Park. Dr. Hugo, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on the show, and thank you, Ilza, for sharing your story. It's really nice to be able to share a patient's journey with other listeners. I think the importance of early detection and how that just improves overall prognosis and can lessen even radiation time, how long we have, how many days we have to give. I think all of those are important points that one can share with. So thank you very much for helping, for having us on the show.
Yeah, it's such a pleasure. As I said, we always talk about the early detection, and often we talk about the self-examination. But here Ilse had said, at stage one, she didn't even feel any lump and it was picked up. So the importance as well, if there is a history of cancer in the family, to go to your medical aid and register as a high-risk patient so you have the opportunity to go for more regular screening. But Dr. Hugo, Ilse was one of the first people to be treated with this new Varian TrueBeam radiotherapy system. How is it different to other radiotherapy systems?
So the TrueBeam is a modern radiotherapy machine. It treats cancer with very high precision. It does quite a little bit faster kind of treatment, and it's very accurate because it uses an accurate cone beam CT to help set up the patient, and the MilPoc system also had a line RT, which is surface guided radiation system, which is another way to be sure that we are very accurate in the positioning of the patient. And then the more accurate you can set up your radiation, the better you can protect surrounding healthy tissue. So it's a bit faster than older systems. So I do want to say, I think most radiation machines currently in Gauteng can do quite a lot, or almost what the TrueBeam can do. But the TrueBeam is a very nice machine, and they've got a few added extras like the surface guidance that really helps to make the treatment even a little bit more accurate and set up a bit faster. So I think that there's some nice advantages, but all the radiotherapy machines in Gauteng, all the linear accelerators can generally still give good radiation. So I think it is important that listeners know that in general, I think that all the radiotherapy units that we work with, all great, very professional staff, very nice. And, you know, a lot of machines get a chance to get a new machine. You know, at a certain point, it's time for a new machine. And this just happens to now have been the time for Ilse. And then MilPoc took the opportunity to then add some really nice to haves when they were putting in the new machine. So there are actually some other TrueBeams also in Gauteng. So it is one of the nice new machines that we have. It's a Varian machine. And I think that it is nice to now have these little bit of extra technology that even helps us to set up our patients even more accurately, be able to treat them slightly faster. So these are all good things, that technology is just getting better and better, and to be able to be more specific to the cancer area and avoiding the healthy tissue as much as we can.
Yeah, really the treatment is, you know, it's just improving, which is really incredible. Mm-hmm. This Varian TrueBeam system, what other kind of therapy can it be used for? In other words, here we know it's for breast cancer. What other cancers and therapies can it be used for?
So it can deliver a wide range of advanced radiotherapy techniques. So VMATs, a volumetric modulated arc therapy, or rapid arc, IGRT or SBRT, which is stereotactic body radiation therapy, radiosurgery. And then this specific system that they have has something called HyperArc, which makes complex brain radiation much better, and better planning and better positioning. So it makes it suitable for treating many different cancers. So prostate cancer, breast cancer, lung cancer, brain tumors, complex, so standard and highly complex cases. It's also a very nice system for stereotactic body radiation therapy, which is a very specific kind of targeted radiation therapy that's one of the things that we often can't do on many machines. So when you have a machine that can do very complex things, it's also very nice for your sort of more standard radiation therapy, because you get that advantage of all the techniques for your radiation.
And I'm just thinking, and perhaps you're not the person to ask, but I know that you know, sometimes when there are new treatments that are available, medical aid doesn't always cover it in terms of cost and at the stage, but that's almost like treatment or chemotherapy or immunotherapy. But here we're talking about radiotherapy. Is it that you're aware of, is it more expensive? I mean, do you have to have a better, more comprehensive medical aid for them to cover the new Varian TrueBeam radiotherapy system, or is it the same as the others? If you know, you may not know.
So the standards, yeah, we don't charge additional codes for using a newer machine or using new technology for standard radiation. So the patient, the cost is not borne by the patient. It is borne by the unit. Putting in these extra systems for, because certain things like stereotactic body radiotherapy, that would be more expensive, and that's maybe not available to all the plan levels. But in order to be able to do some of these complex cases, you have a lot of extra technology that gets used even for cases where we would not be able to charge a specialist code, so a more advanced technique code. So in Ilse's case, we use the standard code, but she got the benefit of having the advanced technique. So that's often the case with, you know, using these nice new machines, is that the technology benefits every patient, even if one cannot necessarily charge for that. So patients benefit from it. And so medical aides don't pay for a lot of these extra nice-to-haves, but in order to deliver the best service to the patient and make the patient the best possible care, you know, so units invest in these nice machines to be able to give patients the best option. And of course, then that also enables more complex things like hyperarc for brain, or certain brain things that maybe you can't do at other places.
Dr. Hugo, before we say goodbye, a little bit earlier you spoke about early detection. I've spoken about, and this is a perfect example of how successful things can be when the cancer is caught really early. Have you got any message to our listeners with regards to that, that perhaps we haven't covered, or anything you want to say that we haven't covered?
I think that between you and Ilse's conversation, you really covered it well in terms of her experience with her mom's breast cancer at a young age. So that already meant it was high risk, and she went and registered and had the yearly mammogram, couldn't feel a lump. It was on a routine mammogram, and she'd had one the year before. So it meant that it was a very small lesion. It was a stage one. And then they did lots of other tests and then saw that she wouldn't need chemotherapy. And I think it's very important that sometimes with risk, one can't avoid getting cancer, but picking it up early really reduces the long-term side effects from treatment, minimizes the treatment that one needs, and really provides an excellent prognosis, you know, when you do all the steps. So I think that early detection really minimizes treatment toxicity, because one can give less treatment, and it gives great, you know, very good prognosis. So I think for listeners out there, not only for family, those with family history, but of course they should do regular, but everybody should do the routine screening for breast cancer, and also for our other cancers where there are screening options available. So I think it's,
I think thank you so important. Much. No, thank that's you. Absolutely perfect. Thank you so much. And Ilse, thank you so much. And thank you for sharing your story. It's an important story. And I really do hope that many of our listeners who perhaps have, you know, didn't know about registering as a high-risk patient, that it was possible. So hopefully we've highlighted some things also about the new technology in this radiotherapy. So thank you both for joining us. It's been wonderful having you on the show. Ilse Daniel, a cancer warrior, and Dr. Mia Hugo, radio-oncologist at Milpark Netcare. Thank you so much. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back after the break.